Probably the firmest pillar of President Bush's foreign policy is that the United States supports democracy.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
Democracy means elections. His prize example is the election in Iraq last January 30th. But what to do when you hold an election and the wrong guys win? In Lebanon, the Iranian-supported Hezbollah made a strong showing in one stage of the national election last Sunday, which may give it greater representation in the next government. Hezbollah is listed by the State Department as a terrorist organization. In a recent municipal election on the West Bank, the militant Hamas won control of several towns and offered to deal with Europe and the United States. But Hamas is listed as terrorist too, and the Bush administration has given no sign of willingness to talk. During British Prime Minister Tony Blair's meeting with President Bush, Foreign Secretary Jack Straw has some harsh words to say about Hamas and its violent behavior. Then it turned out that British diplomats had met with Hamas representatives on the West Bank. Embarrassing. In Egypt last February, President Hosni Mubarak announced that for the first time in a half century, opposition candidates would be able to oppose him. There was strong approval in a referendum on the constitutional amendment that would allow that. Then Ayman Nour, Mubarak's strongest opponent, was thrown into jail, charged with forging voter petitions. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice canceled a trip to Cairo to show how the United States felt about that. A recent study by the Council on Foreign Relations concluded that Islamist movements and political parties are likely to play a prominent role in a more democratic Middle East. There is one grim election memory in the minds of Middle East experts. The 1991 election in Algeria, canceled when nationalist extremists made out too well, and followed by years of violent clashes. This is Daniel Shore.